It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 97. I'm Griffin Hoffman. With me this week is Andy Poppin.
I'm back.
Ryan Fielder.
That's me.
And Matt Lake.
Happy Election Day.
Thank you.
Aren't you so excited?
I'm excited because I voted for Master Chief.
Yeah, I just wrote Halo 4 on everything.
Yeah. Is there a bubble? Why is there no bubble for UNSC?
It has a chance of winning.
It does. I mean,
better than some parties.
Yeah, that's right. Suck a green party. Green for Xbox party.
What?
Wait. Green Xbox and green.
Green for weed party. I always vote green. If you know what I mean.
Such a
Senator MJ.
Oh yeah, we're doing good. It's a good start.
Hey, you guys should talk less.
I'm sorry.
How's it going?
Just keep going. You know, the joke will get better.
Okay.
If you just keep, you know,
get a massage it,
through it,
tenderize it, work it out.
Andy, I did see you right behind the president.
I'm on every channel lately.
Every channel.
Pretty big deal. I don't mean, you know, it's not pretty important. It's pretty important.
Yeah.
It was right behind the president.
Nice.
Bruce Springsteen has a lovely behind for such an old man. He was wearing very tight pants, and I did not see the front of him.
Probably for the better.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on who you are, I suppose.
Pretty boss.
Right? Boss Barrel.
What's he up to these days? Is he making music still?
Sort of. Like, I don't know. I couldn't hear a damn word he was saying because they didn't put speakers at the people behind the president.
Oh. So. And it was Springsteen, so it was just like...
Yep, that's what it was. It was kind of funny during the actual event. Like, when the we could sort of hear most of the time, but when the president got on a roll and, like, everybody was cheering and stuff, mm-hmm. and we're clapping because we're supposed to because we're behind him, mm-hmm. and it got to the point where we couldn't hear what he could have said anything. He could have been like, free health care for everyone and chemically castrate everybody in the bleachers behind me. It would have been like, yeah.
Did you ever think
stomp puppies
about not clapping? Sometimes I didn't.
Well, what happens is then my phone blows up. That was hard.
When you didn't clap?
Yeah, they're telling me not to check my phone, and everybody is texting me, telling me, hey, quit checking your phone. We can see you. Like, yeah. It
was great. The vicious circle of technology.
I was in a... It was a...
what are you doing looking at that?
It was a conundrum.
Don't look at the camera. So
I'm pretty famous now. It's not a big, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, video games.
So what about them?
I played Assassin's Creed this week.
Nice.
How do you feel about that?
Well, we can talk about it later if you want. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, no, I'm ready to go.
You ready? Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, who all is playing it on Xbox?
I've played all the Assassin's Creed up to this one on Xbox.
Did you play Revelations? Uh-huh. I talked about
for
it for
about
a very
5 minutes.
Time.
I did.
Okay. So in the same.
I way. Did.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb. It's ridiculous. Okay. I like the overarching story of this franchise, which is absurd. I mean, it's ridiculous and mm-hmm. weird and
I
crazy.
Love the Michael Crichton-ness of it.
And I like it. And I was just watching all the trailers of all the movies, or not movies, the games, back to back last night, because that's, you know, I got that kind of time.
I thought you were famous now.
He's trying to come down after the
high. This was late night when I'm, you know, famous people have issues, and this was like 2 a.m, and I'm drunk.
Famous people don't sleep.
Hating
like
myself.
Edison.
I can't believe I didn't not clap. Like drowning in.
What was I thinking?
I'm going to watch Assassin's Creed cinematics.
It's the only thing that makes me feel again.
and they're all really good. I'm being very critical.
Sweet, man.
I was just like, wow, this is a great series.
Is there a bunch of dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun?
Like lots of, what's his name? Shoot. The guy who does the...
In a world...
No, I was thinking of the guy who does the soundtrack for the Batman Begins movies. Shoot, what's his name? Anyway, lots of like Japanese drumming, like. Ass kicking.
Did this Assassin's Creed have like a hit song to go along with the main trailer? Because the first one had that Mezzanine song, right? Mm-hmm. And the second one had a song. I think.
Revelations wasn't had that quite one.
That big of a hit.
That was a really good cinematic too.
Which the that one?
I don't know what the name of it was, but it was like a pop song. I remember last night that was the only one I noticed was like, oh, this is like a rock tune to him.
I remember watching a commercial last night. I was like, this is Call of Duty. Awesome, awesome. I want to play. And then they're like, Assassin's Creed 3. I was like, what?
Yeah. You want to grab that pop screen on your mic, Ryan? Pop that on there?
So.
That ball.
So anyway, Xbox.
Bam.
Super buggy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay.
More buggy than any game I've ever played before.
How do you want to tackle the positive side first or hit the negatives? What are you liking about Assassin's Creed 3 since you've played all of them? Do you think it's the best of the Assassin's Creed?
That's really hard because I think I have a different opinion in that I really enjoyed Revelations, actually, which I don't think a lot of people did.
Okay.
I like 2. So I guess the arc of AC2, am I too loud?
No, okay. You're good. I have controls.
Is my favorite. AC1 was boring.
Yep.
AC2 was less boring. Brotherhood and Revelations. Brotherhood, I felt was probably the best balance. And then
hit its stride, definitely.
Yeah, and then Revelations was just like, do everything. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Also, do all this other everything.
Tower defense. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, and I think they've pulled it back since Revelations.
We can make video games.
Some of this stuff is kind of an afterthought. I haven't figured out. I've almost finished the game, and I haven't figured out the Brotherhood mechanic in AC3. Like, they still have the recruit your assassins for your team and like call on them when you need them. But I've played almost through the entire game and I have only done that once.
Me too.
It was mandatory
through the story.
Yeah. And I haven't recruited any other assassins beyond the one.
Especially weird because you get to a story beat in the game and it's like, they're like, call upon your assassin brothers if you need it. Just give the signal and they'll come. And you see them, you know, pitter pattering around in the background, like flitting off and taking dudes out. And you're like, I've never interacted with that man before. Yeah. I don't know who that is. And they're like, no, you've done it.
Yes, you have, Griff. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes, so I have. Do. I like the game. I would say as much as AC2.
Okay. It is fun to play.
It is fun to play in exactly the same way that all Assassin's Creed games have been fun to play before. It's fun to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to jump off high buildings.
It's fun to jump
Less
off high
such,
buildings.
I think.
It's less fun to climb the high buildings.
Nah, I think... Well...
Slightly. Not like, oh, I have to climb a high building, but it's just like, I really want to
the
get
one,
there.
I'd say the biggest glaring difference between the climbing in this game in the architecture is it's no longer a puzzle. Like, it's just kind of like, hold up, and you'll get there eventually.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the games before, it's like, you had to diverse, you had to sidestep, you had to kind of take a lay of it and figure out how to...
Have to get a power that I can't get up on this one yet.
Oh, so you know what I really like? Naval battles.
Yes.
I think they're awesome.
Dude.
And
I want to play
game right now.
I was telling my brother, I'm like, I would buy this game.
Yes.
It's complex enough.
Yeah.
And there's enough variety. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I love it. The only thing that would make it better in my mind is if they ripped it out and put it in like a spaceship game. And that's my dream. That's
is it like Battleship.
It's like have you guys ever seen Master and Commander?
Yeah, exactly like that.
It's exactly like Master and Commander. Like
that
where
movie sucked.
You're crazy.
Be careful because that's like one of my
favorites. What's wrong with you?
I love that movie.
I fell asleep.
That's not an uncommon criticism. I don't hate people who say they don't like that movie. I like it a lot. I like Russell Crowe as a
That's the only reason I saw that
swarthy
movie.
Swarthy sea captain.
It was a great movie.
I was like, you were awesome as a captain. Good. And then I was completely disappointed with the final picture.
So it's actually exactly like that, except for there are no boring stretches, which like that movie, there's like lots of talking as well.
Yeah, I was super worried that it was going to be really dull, tedious.
Like Wind Waker?
Yeah, like you have to do this. Oh, it takes 45 minutes to turn your boat around. No, your boat trucks. Like you were blowing ships up, making sharp turns, murdering other things in the sea. There's a fun amount of depth to it, but it's never too complicated. It is a system that is totally fun to play.
Yeah, and it's not like a required part of the game. Mm-mm. So even if you don't like it, you don't really have to do it.
And there are a lot of parts of the game that you
for
do
how
not
long?
Have to do.
For how long? Like, well,
how long will this be fun? Like,
forever.
I'm seriously not. There's enough variety. I mean, it is basically the same formula. You go to a place, ships turn up, you have to kill them. Mm-hmm. But
what is it? What is it? What am I looking at on the screen?
You're on at the helm. You are. Their boat is like
it's like all a first person shooter. I'm shooting cannonballs at them.
No.
It's a third person.
I mean, we don't need to go into too much detail on this because we'll be sitting here forever talking about every system. But basically, you're controlling the ship like you'd control our car in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Except instead of like pulling the trigger to shoot, you were turning left and right to look over the port and whatever the fucking size of your ship, and you then fire or tell your ship to fire based on whatever side you're looking
at. So you have swivel guns and you have broadside.
Yeah.
And broadsides for big ships, swivel guns for little ships, and swivel guns can move around. Yeah. Whereas broadsides, you have to line up your ship.
It's like so a that boat, you know?
Drive. It's like legit, and like it's cool to the point where there's
GTS.
The wind is going a certain direction, and Grand you, theft ship. In order to optimally navigate, you have to align your boat so that you are not moving against the wind. And it's sufficiently complex as to not be tedious and boring.
All right. I was just wondering, like, I was trying to get a basic picture of what you guys both loved out of this game that is not killing people.
Right.
Okay, so. Well, there's a billion other things, too. So there's hunting. Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time in the game.
That's killing.
And no, not people. Animals.
Wolves, bears.
You spend a lot of time in the beginning of the game going through a tutorial of how to hunt animals, and like you basically assassinate them. Like you can climb through trees and track them. You can detect clues that'll put them on the map and say like, oh, there's a beaver in the area, and you can chase them down and murder them.
Can you skin them?
You can. Oh, yeah. Red Dead Redemption style. And then you get more things from them depending on how cleanly you kill them. So if you lay a trap and put food around it, it'll be a super clean kill. Or if you use a hidden blade, very clean. But then if you like shoot them with a gun or a bow and arrow, it's kind of a messy kill and you get less stuff from it.
So why do I want to hunt?
That is a great question that I have not figured out yet.
Okay. Why not?
Well, I mean, yeah. The only reason you'd want to hunt is to get money and complete like Hunter's Club quests.
Are there achievements?
Yeah.
All right. That's why. Why even?
I got an achievement the other day for just witnessing a predator kill an NPC.
It'll happen by itself.
And you're just like, whoa, that bear just,
And a puma just murder a redcoat right in front of me. I put him down.
That's another thing I like is that they will friendly fire. I mean, it's kind of stupid. Like, oh, you're dumb. But it's cool that they if somebody's fighting you and then somebody else in the background is about to shoot you in a firing range. Then usually what happens is they kill their own guy.
Yeah, so a question is, how did they deal with guns in Assassin's Creed 3? Because there are the guns.
They're really slow to reload.
They're very slow to reload. Which they're very slow to fire. But oftentimes what happens is the enemies will line up in like a row, and that'll give you the visual cue to know like, okay, dudes are going to fire, and then you're given a few seconds to yoke up some guy and use him as a human shield. And then he soaks up all the musket balls. You throw them aside, and then everybody just takes their guns and chase you.
Your arm okay?
Yeah, it's like a careful yoke.
He's an assassin. Like even if you don't yoke the guy, it takes like a million bullets.
But you get shot a lot.
You're good. Yeah, all right.
I do like that it takes a long time to reload, even for you and for the other people. Like
What I don't like though is it takes a long time to aim.
Mm-hmm.
Much longer than Assassin's Creed games previously.
Really?
Because they even took a long time before.
Does because it does that in like AC 2 and up. It did that like focusing thing
with the beams of light.
Yeah, where it doesn't do that anymore. It just takes the same amount of time.
Yeah, but I also would think that with the increase in technology, that you would have a more capable shot instead of shooting a fucking gun out of your wrist.
Yeah, right. Which has always been ridiculous, but let's not talk about that.
Hey, it's awesome. It's freaking great. So, talking about quickly more systems, you're also, like in the previous games, you're given control of like a homestead, which you can recruit people to increase certain materials that you can use to build more shit that you can use to sell to different parts of the continent and then get money from.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how risky or tax... heavy those areas are, you're going to lose money or lose your things that you're sending. So I haven't really been using that at all because I have no need for money because I'll say that. You don't really need money in this game.
Right, you don't. Because there's not really even armor. And,
yeah.
And even in past games, like, the items have been increasing, like, noticeably better. Like you can get a better sword.
No. Like stats.
Like the stats on a good... there's a difference between a good sword and a bad sword, whereas I don't think I've upgraded my sword. Well, actually, and take that back, you can actually steal weapons from people in this game, so there's no reason to buy a sword. Just find a British officer and steal
a saber.
You could
steal them, and you'd still have the same stats as what you had before.
Really?
You could steal... But no, could they you would
steal it? You would drop it afterwards, but, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would drop it.
Whereas now, you take the saber, and that's your saber.
But you can't go to a shop or a location and re-equip it unless you've purchased it.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yep.
I haven't tried yet.
So, like you're saying, there's really no reason to have money because your character already comes fully loaded and equipped. Like, you're not upgrading your armor, you're not upgrading your bullet pouch,
new dyes.
You can get new dyes, but, aesthetics aside, what for?
I'm rocking white and reds now. Once I get red and black, I'm good to go.
You know, you can get new swords, but that's the only thing. Or hatchets. It's the only thing you can really upgrade.
I do need a new hatchet. That's my favorite way to kill people, I think.
New hatchet is just a must.
Okay, so that's the other thing that I've been noticing is really weird in this game. Is kind of, all the other previous Assassin's Creed games, one of the major figures in it was, like, your weaponsmith and, like, your Q, who would be there to Leonardo give you the new tech.
Yeah.
You just have it all. Mm-hmm. There's no mysticism or process or indoctrination. I mean, they touch on it, but it's just like you're given all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And every game has like a unique hidden blade or a unique, cool thing to it.
I haven't finished the trinkets yet. Captain Kidd. Mm-hmm. I have been, from what I've looked it up, I haven't found anything that tells me what the reward is, but they have told me that the reward is good.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that.
So it is good.
That's almost exactly what they said. It's a very parrot? Desirable reward. And I'm like, what? Come on.
A parrot?
I imagine it's a good sword or something. I mean,
pirate saber or something.
Right. Because there's no armor. Or like there used to be. That was the big thing that you wasted all your money on was the other games, was just getting better armor so you didn't die in three.
Yeah. And then you don't. The health system is all regenerating. You're not taking potions to regen your health.
It's a lot like Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, that's a very apt comparison.
This game, they already were really similar. I mean, basically, Batman was jumping down from on high and taking people out. But now, even like you finish a battle and your health gets regenerated.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fly?
The chain kills aren't like how they used to be. It's not super counter heavy, and then it's not like timing based and button based what you're using to kill people after that and finding a rhythm. It's still there, but it's really, really hidden. And it actually feels like you develop the rhythm yourself instead of the game prompting you, like, now go, now fight, now attack, now go.
And I remember in Assassin's Creed 2, like, I would be fighting for a long time. And for the longest time, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And then one time, I hit a button at a certain time, and I was like, what was that? And then I did it again and then again, and everything just became 50 times easier than it was.
This is a little different. Like, okay, there's in Assassin's games, there are usually like three tiers of opponent, right? There's unarmed and badass, a peon who you can kill like whenever you want, and then there's like a reasonably hard guy, and then there's like a knight or an officer or and that's the same in this game, except for in the last few, the harder ones have been harder. And in this one, there is something. Disarm beats them every time. Mm-hmm. Disarm beats everybody. So you disarm them, and then you just kick their butt.
Which I think it's good. I like the flow of combat better than I like it in the games previous because, one, it's different. And, playing AC 2, 2.1, 2.2, it all kind of started to feel the same. In this game, it is vastly different. You're not changing weapons on the fly and doing different things like throwing a dagger, stabbing a guy in the face with your hidden blade, taking out your sword, killing a guy, putting your sword away, throwing a smoke bomb, and then just finishing everybody off. Like, you're not doing that anymore. It's kind of like, choose one weapon, have a secondary weapon, deal with everybody, and then maybe throw something else in if need be.
I do like you said, the secondary weapon. Like, so you have your rifle equipped. Or not rifle. You don't have a rifle. Your pistol, or like a snare. Like if you equip a snare, Have you not done this yet? If you push...
Like a drum?
If you push counter and then you push Y...
While you have your snare on?
You have your snare. He'll choke somebody out with the snare.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, or he'll shoot somebody in the head with a gun. Right?
Yeah. Awesome. Cowbell.
Dang.
If you have a timpani, he will throw the timpani over their head. Or like...
What if you use bait? Do you like shove food down their throat? And you're like, yeah, eat it, fatty.
We tried bait. It did not. He went... Like, and then the guy like,
really?
Hit him with the sword.
And he turned the screen. He's like, yuck. What else did you expect?
What is this? Fish? Like,
yeah, we actually made a reaction that's great. To you trying
this. I had no idea. That
the issue
that
is it uses your resources, so you lose a snare if you choke somebody with a snare.
I mean, the rope dart is by far the best new addition to this game. It is the coolest.
It sounds pretty cool.
It is, you know, the best new weapon. Like, it's your bat claw, right?
It grappling is. It's your bat claw.
You throw this dart out that's attached to a rope, hence the name rope dart. It stabs through a dude. You can yank him in and like pull him onto the ground or draw him in and like get him closer and then stab him with whatever weapon you have.
A la Scorpion.
Yeah, or you can be in a tree, throw it down, and jump off the tree and hang him.
Okay, that just
and then there's
got
just
thinking.
There's this horrific, like, macabre dead body hanging and this string down on ground level, and you're like...
And everybody just keeps walking by.
Yeah.
Okay, that just got me thinking, like, compared to the aesthetics of the previous games, like, this is just a forest, right? Or are there huge, massive civilizations with 10-story
the cities
tall
are
buildings?
Are big.
Like, what's going on?
I was worried
here?
About that because it's just not... I don't care what you say, but it's Boston in 1770 is not the same as Constantinople.
No.
They do a pretty good job, and... It's not the same level of like epic, but
you know,
it's a city. I mean,
yeah, they're still eagle eyes.
Yeah, you go to New York, eagle. Yeah, yes. So you still have to climb like churches, and
there's four main locations. There's New York, there's Boston, and those are the big cities. Then you've got the frontier, which is like the area between like the city and your
space.
Your homestead, which is what the hell is that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
That's
my headphones.
There.
Oh, stop it.
JK. Oh, my bad.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Well, somebody's sniffing. Anyway, you've got those four locations. You can fast travel from one to the next really easily just by hitting the map fast travel. It's like, stop it.
I'm not even doing anything now. Okay.
I forgot what I was saying now. The help me out, Andy. What's special with the Forios? Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Unlike the previous games, you're not like going through a location and then all of a sudden this huge church cathedral thing comes out of the distance. Like it's the same thing across the board. Like, oh, there's a weird little like Quaker style church. Oh, that's a town hall. Oh, there's a small building.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of that.
The same. Because they would.
There's no like huge landmark that you're like, oh man, the Washington Monument,
right?
Because that didn't exist.
Okay, can we talk about some bad stuff now? Speaking since you said just Washington Monument, that made me think of it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else good you want to say?
Permission granted.
Okay, let's go on to it.
No, if you have something else,
I like the flow of this.
Bash.
Okay, there were some corny issues.
You feel like you're just playing Forrest Gump, the video game. That's what I feel.
Yes,
like.
You ride with Paul Revere. No, yeah. Paul Revere rides with you.
Okay, you're not bashing right now. You're making me want to play this more.
That's the problem I had is because I was like, oh, I'm sure like at least 75% of the people who play this game would be like, sweet, I'm riding with Paul Revere. But he's a dick,
and he's also kind of bumbling and doofy.
Yeah. Go this way.
And then it's like she's like, take a left, pointing to the right.
And yeah, like, and it's like, well, come on, man. Yeah, he gives you directions on how to tell people the British are coming.
Yeah. Let's take this part off horse. And then it's like, no, we can just stay on the horse. It's fine.
It made me mad because I felt like it was an easy thing to do. Like, there was just somebody was like, hey, what if we, like that, I bet you that was in their initial pitch. You know, like when they're like, this would be great. You could ride with Paul Revere. You could cross the Delaware,
and
which I
had to
not
make it,
sure
no
if you
what
do.
Was happening.
I haven't gotten there yet. If you do,
I'm on the, I think the second to last, whatever chapter.
It would
we'll
make sense
that
you would since
since they're just force feeding you American history.
It is, and I honestly don't know. You know, it's been years since I've read or studied, so I've had to be doing a little brushing up via Wikipedia and stuff. And I was like, I thought when they first sent him out, and they're like, "Oh, it's Samuel Adams," and I was like,
"What?"
Now, did they choose Samuel Adams because of his involvement in the Revolutionary War and his supposed like scalawag and rabble rouser history?
Wait. That guy's real.
Yeah, or he's a real dude. Did they choose to focus on him because he is one of the lesser known people involved in the Revolution who has a famous name because it's attached to a beer?
That's a great question. Because okay, who do we have? We have, so far we have Samuel Adams. Benjamin Franklin shows up for 30 seconds.
I do. Okay.
He's in France, though.
Okay, that guy makes sense as to make...
What like, I wanted to your, say before we moved gadgets. On to negatives, which I guess still fits in, is you are running into so many side missions that you'd normally find in Assassin's Creed where it's like, oh, deliver these letters, break up this fight, collect this feather, collect this page of a notebook, and you're doing all this stuff, and never, I'd say for 75% of the side missions you're doing... Do they give you a reason to be doing them? Yeah, besides it just being like, here's a spot on your map.
Yes, you don't even get a reward. You don't even get money usually or anything. It's just you did this thing.
So cha-ching! I don't even know. Like I found Ben Franklin the first time you meet him, and then I haven't found him since to turn any of the almanac pages in.
He goes to France. He's never around, which is why you don't have a Da Vinci character, which he would be.
I hear he is there though, and he's hilarious to run into and talk to.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that might be only with Haytham, because seriously, maybe. He shouldn't be there.
And Hutha?
Haytham,
he was there to sign the Declaration.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no?
He was not in the Continental Congress. He was just an advisor.
Oh, well, son of a bitch.
Maybe he did sign the deck. I don't think so, but I'm...
Hathi?
Haytham is the...
Don't give it away.
Okay.
Don't even do it.
Panties?
Haytham is a character you
don't play.
You are introduced to in the beginning of the game, and he serves a very important role throughout the course of the game.
Well put, sir.
Yep. He's a big deal.
He's a pretty big deal.
So, like I was saying, you know, you're given these side quests, much like the trading and the hunting and even the boat. Everything, like, you have all these really cool, well-realized, fleshed-out systems that are just actually surprisingly fun to do. The almanac pages are freaking great.
They're like, hard.
It's like, you know, in previous, you play games where it's like, take Crackdown, for example, and you find a thing and it's like, oh, this is a speed challenge orb. Or you're like playing a Spider-Man game and you're like, this is a web slinger challenge and you got to run from point A to point B and beat it in so much time. This game does that, but keeps it within its own fiction and saying like, oh, here's an almanac page. You have to chase after it. And if you can catch it before it disappears or gets blown too far away, you get the page. So basically they're making a speedrun, like checkpoint, like speedrun challenge thing, but they're including it in the fiction of the world and giving you something for it.
There are more thieves that you chase though, which I felt bad because I always liked those guys because you're just walking around and it's like, oh, gotta kill
him. Get him.
Yeah.
Which I was just going to say, is there any sort of challenge where you have to murder 17 people within 30 seconds?
Not that I've gotten that far.
I mean,
you kill people. You're an assassin. All
right. You are probably more brutal than any assassin before.
Yeah, actually, there's much less stealth involved this time around. It's all very optional. You know, you want to get to full sync, so you do whatever. You do it without getting detected. But
it also feels way more Wild West than any of the previous games. Like before,
part of that's the soundtrack, I think. So,
I mean more Wild West, not like Gunslinger Wild West. Like I mean like New Frontier, like a location where it's like somebody could get shot in the face in the middle of the street, and people would be like, "Oh my, well he was a bastard," and then they just
get
keep
some milk.
Yeah. Where in the previous games, you know, that seems out of place in the assassinations. And people need to shriek.
And so, we've talked all about basically the gameplay and the actual in-story, the animus. So what's going on outside?
I don't think we should get into that.
That's a great question. Some of it's kind of stupid.
I don't think we should
talk about it at all. Littlest bit.
Let's just play a game. Listeners, there's one character... No, there are two characters, I would go so far, outside of the Animus, that are new in this game, that are stupid. And you should guess which one I'm talking about.
Okay, I asked Desmond's this last father. Week. Yeah, I asked this last week. I said, was Desmond's father introduced in the previous games? Because I don't remember him.
He wasn't.
No, and you played through Revelations all the way, both all the way Matt, you did, and are you doing all right? You look ghostly.
You need a beer?
I feel borderline sick right now.
Okay, do you want to take off?
No, I'm good right now.
I've got backup trivia if you're worried about that.
No, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Backup beer?
It's fine.
Anyway, he was not in the previous game?
No.
Even though I read on Wikipedia that he was a major character who was giving you orders in the last game? Since the girl was gone, it was the Britishy dude and your dad?
Maybe I don't remember it correctly, but Lucy, I thought she got stabbed in Revelations.
No.
I'm sorry, spoilers.
In Brotherhood.
She got stabbed in Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Okay, well then Desmond, maybe I don't remember what happened to Revelations.
And then Sean went to her funeral, so he was out of the picture, and his spot was taken by William Miles. And then it was just girl and dad.
I don't remember this.
No, I don't remember that either.
Okay. That's weird. Well, that's what Wikipedia said, because I was like, where did this guy come
from?
That's
fine. I've heard, because they also don't talk about Lucy at all. And mm-mm. some people have brought mm-mm. up...
like, they do talk about it, and they touch on it very nicely.
When? Have you already had it, or have you heard about it happening?
I've had it. It happened to me in the story outside of the animus.
Do you have to talk to people? Because nope. I never do that.
No.
Really?
When you're exploring the area that you're in, there are certain moments that trigger certain things that have dialogue with the characters around you, and one of the things, they specifically address her and her actions and what happened to her in the game before.
Gotcha. I see. I never. They're like, oh, you could do this thing, or you could go back in the animus. Mm-hmm. And I always just go back in the animus. Oh, okay.
For me, I'm like, always do everything I can outside of the animus.
Have Lucy.
I plugged
touch
in
you.
One of the little glowy block things, okay. and they don't even tell you where you're supposed to like find it.
Yeah, why I love the outside of the animus portions, because you're not given the prompts, you're not given the HUD like you are.
I do
in the
like
animus.
That. There's you haven't gotten to it yet, but there's a big part where you play outside of the animus and you get to be an assassin finally.
Sweet.
And there's no HUD, and so there's no like, well, this guy's about to hit you like thing. And
it took
so
me a second to get used to that. When yeah. I was playing through the section where you did have to do that, and you know, I was like, I found myself the game, like, okay, you win, Ubisoft, for designing, you know, a metal layer where it's like the bleeding effect. Now Desmond feels and acts like an assassin because he's been training so long. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I get it, because dude swings a punch at me and there's no prompt to say, hey, there's a punch coming. But I feel it and yep. can see it, and I'm like instinctively pressing the counter button. And I'm like, ah, you win again, Assassin's Creed, you did it!
You got it.
I'm such a sucker.
So...
You want to talk about the biggest problem with the game?
You
fucking bugs.
Yeah. What on earth?
Like video games bugs? Or like
I have to be honest, none of them have been game breaking. Yeah. Oh, well, I take that lucky. Back. My brother fell through the world when he was playing.
Ugh. Okay.
I don't know if I should play this game.
But there are a couple. There's not a couple. They're everywhere.
All the time.
There are people floating.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game was not ready to go.
No.
It was not. It's very frustrating. Because they had like 3 years. This was being developed while
concurrently Brotherhood and
so they had like a year of to that they could have just sat and playtested this, really. I mean,
yeah. I was reading a Game Informer article and they said when they saw it in the beginning of this year, it was alpha. So like yep. feature complete, set, good to go. Just need to get beta and bug crushed, and that's obviously when they put in all these extra systems like mm-hmm. hunting, boating, all this other crap that's fun, but just doesn't seem to mesh yeah. into the universe.
There was. I've only had one instance where during a cutscene, Connor disappeared.
Okay.
So I couldn't see me while this like awesome animation was happening. There's another one.
Were people just like exploding with like red bloody death, like Gray Fox in Metal Gear?
Yeah, it was just he's like stealth, best assassin ever. Which I actually saw a funny thing the other day talking about the horse in this game. The horse in this game, you whistle for the horse and the horse is there.
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, this horse is a better assassin than I am.
that horse is your ticket to bug heaven if you want to mess it up, though.
It's the worst. The horse is the worst.
Yep.
It's the idea of a horse is that it's supposed to be able to go where you cannot go.
Right. And faster.
And faster. But if you hit a rock,
right,
your horse is like,
the slightest deviation of ground level
horses
on that horse
like
is like
rocks.
Nope.
It's hard. It's hard to walk on rocks.
Well known fact.
Yeah.
But you need them for the snow, otherwise it's no good.
Yeah.
You either get in the trees or you ride a horse.
Do you have to put shoes on them?
No.
Snowshoes.
Just equipped. Yeah. Automatically equipped.
Yeah. Okay. A similar bug that I had was in the beginning of the game, my character was having a discussion with another character, fully animated, you know, lively, vivacious, talking, face moving, and the other person is, you know, moving his hands and having a discussion with my character, but completely flat mask face, just not emoting, eyes forward, mouth closed, while he's talking, the voice is coming out of him, and he's walking around and hand moving and pantomiming, and then... You know, the other character is expressive, talking, mouth moving, and this other guy is just like this freaking puppet.
Like
is
creepy mime.
Yeah.
Pancake face.
There was one quest. There's one quest for the frontiersman where it's supposed to be these guys sitting around a fire and one guy is sitting on a stump. And he was sitting on an invisible stump on top of the stump. So he was like 3 feet in the air, like sitting. And telling me this story about Sasquatch, which I'm really excited to finish this quest.
Yeah, I haven't done it either.
Pretty sure it's a bear, but...
No, that's normal. That's supposed to happen.
But I would love it if it was Sasquatch. That would be...
If Sasquatch was underneath him and on top of the stump?
No, the quest is to go find Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I just want to finish this quest so I can see if it's really, or is it just a bear, which is pretty much what he described.
You know, he's real.
So, I've had 3 game-ending bugs that have really, really sucked.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I had my first one was frustrating as hell because I was in the middle of a mission and you have to do one of the instead of like you have eavesdropping parts of the game where you have to maintain proximity to characters talking but not get detected, and then they're usually moving, so you need to, you know, be moving with them, changing your position. So I was doing that, and it was as part of this game where you're in like some low brush, so you're creeping and crawling along, jumping fences, and I jump this fence, and I'm listening to these guys talk, and I'm about to jump into a wagon full of hay, and my character Connor puts his hands up on the side of the hay wagon and presses up to jump, and instead of gravity catching a hold of him and pulling him back down into the hay pile, he just launches into infinite space and ejects from the planet. Like, only to hit the skybox and then plummet to his death right in the middle of this mission. And I'm like, fuck.
That's awesome.
You like Hulk jumps.
That reminds me of many a glitch I've definitely done.
Another one that was very frustrating was when you're hunting through treasure in the wilderness, occasionally some of these treasures will be put in like catacombs or underground caves, and it's kind of misleading because your map will say like, oh, it's here, but then you have to kind of do a little conch shell spiral out and figure out where the entrance to the cave is. Well, I was on a horse, of course, trying to find this.
Oh,
shut up. Trying to find this.
You do that on purpose.
Box. No, I ended up wedging the horse in between a tree and the edge of a rock. And then I'm like, well, fuck, the horse is stuck. So I jump off the horse, and as I jump off the horse, I don't hit ground. I find the underground. So now I'm on the cave level where... You
find it immediately.
I find the thing. Like, I'm staring straight at it, and I can walk to it, but then I hit the invisible wall, and he does, like, the mime in the box trick where he puts both hands
up.
Right,
and he's there.
Like, I can't go further. So now I'm stuck 5 feet underground, and I can't... Like, I'm in the geometry, so I can't do anything.
That reminds me of Darksiders, that glitch.
Now, the nice thing is you can always just pop right out of the Animus, reload back into it, and most of the time you're not too far off where you should have been.
Right.
The final game-killing bug that I had was the most infuriating thing that I've encountered. And it is, I had a mission where you had to chase a guy.
Oh, I know this one.
So... It just launches you right into this thing. All these guards are surrounding you, and it's like, quick, get that guy. And you can tell there's a freaking hiccup where it's like you can hear the level load in, and then the visuals load in. You can start controlling your guy. So
it hits you
he's
every time.
Already got a head start. So I'm booking after him, going, chasing him. He's throwing coins down. People are getting around me. One of the optional challenges is like, don't push or shove anybody around you. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? So I'm chasing this guy around over and over and over again. And I always lose. Like, I always get tackled by guards, or I end up, you know, getting stuck behind somebody, or he gets too far away, or I shoot him because I'm frustrated. And finally, I couldn't do it because what happened, what was the straw that broke the camel's back was I'm chasing him. I literally cannot close the gap. I'm not touching anybody. I'm taking corners perfectly. This is a flawless run I'm having, and he maintains distance in front of me. So I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Happened.
Did you figure it out?
No, because what I did is I played it again. Same thing, or the opposite happened. He got stuck in a wall, but then just launched ahead. Then I'm like, well, this is dumb. I played it again. The first thing happens. I cannot catch him. We do three laps around the area. I was like, this looks familiar. This looks so familiar. Yep. Oh, because I've ran this course three times. So I turn my PlayStation 3 off, take a break from it, come back to it the next day, turn it on. Boom, I catch him within two turns.
Really?
Yep.
Like just running straight?
Just totally normal playing.
I had to cut him
off.
I had to, I looked it up and they were just like, take this other route and you'll beat him.
Huh.
And I did that and it worked. But yeah, because it's hard because that was the hardest quest of the game so far. It's because he throws, oh God. I immediately was like, screw this. I'm looking it up online after I realized that he would continue running a loop. And I'm not.
Him.
You can.
I didn't have it. There was nothing like he got stuck in a wall or he got stuck in a horse or something like.
Sometimes the random things don't happen. Like sometimes those guards. I mean, sure, you know, everybody knows that's played this quest because everybody who's played this quest has played this quest at least 13 times because it's really
hard. First try.
Shut up.
Like it was to the point where my trigger fingers were sore. Yeah. Like I couldn't run because I was holding down my running fingers.
White knuckle game plan.
It was absurd.
You were holding down.
That was an extremely frustrating part of the game. And
anyway, so cut him off, folks. Take another
route. On a glitch. Just that was it. Couldn't get him.
The glitch was that it was hard.
Yeah. Well, the glitch was there were I couldn't catch him, and obviously if you're saying there's a similar problem.
I've heard things where people were randomly spawn in front of you. I was reading some things where people were mad because of that whole like don't touch anybody thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so they would almost get him, and then an NPC would go like right in front of you.
Yeah.
And
well, I had a run with him one time where I could have done it without touching anybody, but then it was a human error, and I just ran straight into somebody like not thinking. Yeah. So it's totally possible. But if you're saying the key is take a different route and cut him off, there is no way that the game conveys that to you as a feasible option.
Right.
So that is a failing on the game.
Once you figure out that he's running in a circle, then maybe you can figure that out.
But it's also you have a very short leash with him.
Yeah, it's like 40 meters or something, and
then
it's gone.
I'm pegging that as a glitch because I was able to catch him normally, like it would seem in the game, like you normally run. Yeah, like you run him down and catch him and tackle him and like you've done in previous games. But most of the time, he ends up looting you and maintaining this impossible distance.
It's hard to describe, but you're right. I feel like
it was like the worst Mario Kart match
ever.
If
it's not a glitch, it's some of the worst game design I've ever encountered. Yeah. It's not just hard, it's like
unfeasibly hard.
Like, can I go ahead and just kill this guy?
You can.
When I play this game before anything even happens.
Would have been nice if all those kills that I killed, all those times I killed him would have counted.
He's a dick.
Because then you just do the most boring part of the game ever.
He's dick number two. There are two dicks. He is probably the biggest dick.
Big old
Do you feel about the biggest change to the gameplay, Andy, which is the smart run feature? So in previous Assassin's Creed games, you'd have buttons that were mapped to different body parts. You follow me? Like triangle to head, the two or top north button to head, west and east is mapped to your arms, and then X button is mapped to your legs.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you do. You remember when Ezio was born and it's like, press the triangle button to cough, press the two side buttons to fail his arms, and then press the X button to kick his legs, and he's like, oh, he's a fighter, he's an adoratore. Don't remember
this. Might be a PS3 thing.
No, it's not. It's a game thing.
No.
I never did that.
It is. It's a thing.
We just have to hold the trigger down and push A, and then he free runs.
That's because you were controlling his leg part. Like, the A was do cool parkour stuff.
Oh.
Now you don't have to press A or X.
Right, you just push trigger.
And you safe run, which means if there's a viable route or something that you can take,
you
will
take it.
You don't
automatically jump off the cliff.
Right, and if you're holding the south button, you will jump. You'll make that crazy death jump.
It's for tree running. They did it for tree running.
Yeah. Because just making a better game.
Yes, it's much better. It's much less frustrating, especially in the trees.
You still run into a lot of trees, huh? You still run into a lot of like accidental wall humping.
Yes. But that happens all the time.
With me, that's not accidental.
It's life.
Hey, well.
What's a wall like you doing in a town like this?
I saw this fancy wall over here, couldn't resist.
That's a nice hole you've got there, wall.
She's asking for it, dressed like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That brick and mortar.
That rain has you glistening.
What is that?
Oh.
Pre-colonial?
Is that stucco I see?
All right, moving on.
Yeah, we're talking about...
wall jokes, everybody.
Wall sex.
First time.
So
you heard it here.
I've kind of said everything I want to say about my gripes about this game, and that is, to summarize, it is buggy as shit, and it will break, but it actually doesn't really detract majorly from the experience. It's still a really fun game, although it is flawed.
Yes. Not perfect. Turns out game not perfect. Game fun, game not perfect.
Yeah, did you play Red Dead Redemption, and did you like it despite the bugs? Okay, then this will be fine,
too. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Did you like Batman Arkham Asylum, and did you like Red Dead Redemption?
Like Skyrim?
Yes. Squish, Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, reductive time.
You guys just blew my mind right now.
All right, well.
Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed, Arkham Asylum, and Squish.
Right.
Unified.
What am I doing sitting here talking to you guys?
What are you doing sitting here talking? Like, you haven't played this yet. I'm a little surprised.
Freaking weirdo.
Yes. Redbox. It's because Redbox only has disc one.
Oh, yeah, but that's just not multiplayer. You can play the whole game. You just can't play multiplayer.
Oh, you can?
Really? Yeah. I thought that because I'm Redboxing it right now. Oh, and it just means you don't get the multiplayer disc.
Go get it right away.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the hell am I just going to rent first half a game for?
I've also put like 20 hours into this game.
Yep.
And I think it's probably going to be about 25, and then it'll probably be 30 to wrap everything up that I want to.
Okay.
So it's a long game.
Assassin's Creed 3, check.
Thumbs up.
Do we have other games we'd like to talk about today?
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of other games. Thanks, Andy.
You've been playing some Castle Age.
Yeah, some Castle Age. No, I've been playing other stupid iPhone games. Excuse me. I'll just talk quickly about the other games I played. I played 1 Million. I'm writing something up about it right now. It's an iPhone, iOS game. You may have heard about it. Came out around mid-year this year. It's a puzzle quest style, puzzle matching dungeon crawler game for the iOS device. It's like $2. You are matching certain... let's call them tiles, based on the enemy that your character is encountering or the hindrance that your character is encountering on the top of the screen. So you're running left to right, you'll be stopped by a treasure chest. You have to match keys, 3 keys in a row, you unlock the chest.
What?
Move forward. There's a monster, you match magic or swords, and then you attack them, you do some fighting, move on. When you're done with that, when you fail that level, you go back to your little dungeon. And then you upgrade your crap based on stuff you earn in the dungeon. You're upgrading your dungeon to upgrade more crap. And then after you get 1 million points, you leave and listen to really awesome credits music. And it's got some awesome music in that game.
Okay.
That are Double Dragon.
It is collectively the two songs that are played in it are as good as the one good song. Oh, shit, there's two good songs in Double Dragon.
Really? Yeah.
There's songs in Double Dragon Neon, isn't there? Fuck, this is such a good year for game music. I spent all of today listening to Hotline Miami music.
Okay, that's your problem, I guess. I don't know.
It's good music.
Well, sometimes some things.
You ever seen the movie Drive?
Yes.
Hey, I got a tangent for you. So I was thinking of Halloween costumes for next year for myself. Here's my three ideas.
That's good.
Planning ahead, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one. This is the lamest, most obvious. Okay, so Jen thinks I look like Ryan Gosling, which I totally disagree with. I think I would...
I'm not going to...
Okay, no, I'm not fishing for compliments here. Is that right? No, that's stupid. You know what I mean? I would go as Driver from Drive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That
okay.
would work.
Other choice. Go as main character from Hotline Miami, which is just a dude dressed 80s style with a chicken head mask on.
With, wait. With a chick and head mask on?
How about
on?
A pig hat?
Or
pig
a
head
chicken.
Mask. Chicken.
Chicken.
Okay, chicken.
Yeah. Chick and head would be better.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys don't know what Hotline Miami is, so if we have more time, I'll talk about it later. But oh, yeah? You do?
Yeah. I saw the quick look, and I've listened to some of the music.
So. Isn't it good, Matt?
It seems like a puzzle game.
It does. It seems like a flash game puzzle.
Yeah.
This game seems
isn't it
like
good, Matt?
Puzzle.
Seems like a puzzle game.
I highly recommend you guys go watch a video of it or listen to some of the music because it is just the best, like, coke-fueled techno garbage you will ever hear. Okay. And it's just fun. Like, the best comment that I read on YouTube when I was listening to it was, this game makes me want to do this music makes me want to do push-ups in front of a mirror. And I'm like, yeah, this is like watching Crank, the movie. When I'm watching that movie, I feel like I'm listening to this music.
I gotcha.
And then that inspired me to listen to a bunch of music from the Drive soundtrack, which is done by, was it?
I don't know.
Kavinsky?
I know the movie. I didn't look
at
it. I saw that movie literally 2 weeks ago.
No.
Is it good?
No.
What?
Like, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about Drive?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay, now the third, I'm afraid to say my third costume idea because it's so good.
Just do it, man.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I will. Don't hold me back. The third costume idea I have is...
Wait.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Are we prepared for this?
I don't think you guys are. So I saw my friend's Facebook page, Mike Goldberg from college, and he was dressed as something awesome that I was like, I could totally do that and put my own spin on it. And that is, I would go as the Neversoft logo.
With or without
paper mache eyeball.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
With a giant nail stuck through it.
That seems like a lot of work.
Would you be
work,
the
man.
Full Neversoft logo, or would you be a paper mache eyeball with a
I'm thinking I would be a paper mache eyeball with a stake through it, and then have, like, if I could find a Neversoft t-shirt, go with that, or just dress like Tony Hawk.
That makes sense.
If you did this, would you put a hole where your buttocks would be?
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
How many,
I think so, too.
How many friends do you have that would be like, oh, yeah.
See, that's why it's such a good costume. No, that's why it's such a good costume. Because, one, it works because it's the best costume because it's like, that's a Neversoft logo! And somebody would see that and that would make my night.
But it's also creepy.
It's also creepy because it's an eyeball with a nail through it. And somebody's like, just like if I were to go as, you know, the guy from Hotline Miami, where you're like, you're a dude who's dressed 80s and wearing a bloody pig mask.
Right.
Like, you're a serial killer. You went on bullet. You're like, okay, I'm like...
Whoa, dude, your costume's so creepy.
So just some ideas I had there, not to blow your guys' mind.
No.
Well, I'm going to have to leave now.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Paper mache, beach ball, do that, just some paint.
Boom.
In the bag. Okay, so we talked about 1 million. I also played Punch Quest for iOS. It's like Jetpack Joyride, but punching.
Okay.
Period.
Sounds amazing.
It's not that great. Last thing I played on iOS is Curiosity, the Peter Molyneux.
How do you feel about it?
Pipe dream. Well, I've played it.
Do you feel manipulated?
No.
I don't. That's what
it's
I got.
It's free.
That's
do you
want to
go back and play it again?
We're not talking about. I'm not talking about scammed.
The more that I hype myself, the more that I think about it, the more I'm like, I just want to get stupid. Like Skylander is stupid about this.
I understand. I can understand how that's addictive. Right?
Yeah,
because it's cumulative. It's a, you get, do you want to describe what it
no,
is?
No, you go ahead.
No, I haven't played it.
Okay, so Curiosity is this weird thought project by Peter Molyneux at 22 Cans, his weird indie project studio, where what it is it's an iOS game where the world participates in this collective chiseling away at one gigantic cube. So you tap the screen of your iOS device, thus removing a layer of
cube
material.
Yeah.
And you eventually get that layer off with the entire world, then the next layer, then the next, then the next. And then one individual will chisel that last chisel bit and see what's on the inside of the cube. Now, Peter Molyneux promises that that is a life-changing secret that you will be privy to. And you can do with that whatever you want. You can It is horse shit.
That's what it sounds like. Horse shit to me.
Huh? Yeah,
and you can take that. It's got to be just a guy with a middle finger,
right? I mean, like that's.
I mean, what Peter Molyneux obviously wants from this project is the speculation of what is it going to be inside.
It's like the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That no, Lost Video Game was terrible. This is not that bad.
Well, what's it? It's like what's inside.
How long is this going to take? Yeah. And once it happens, are people going to be done playing?
Here's an example. The first outer layer, I believe, from what I read, has 300 million scratches. Chips. Yeah,
there's a face done with it already.
Yeah,
and so many scratches you can do a day?
Unlimited.
So here's the thing. It's not that why he was saying. Griff thinks he's going to get addicted, basically, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying
you could if you wanted to.
It's easy to shit on it because it's like, super, you know, it's like a pot dream where you're just like, yeah, bro, what if the world was united by playing one game for everybody, right? And we all helped each other up, and then one person saw the true end and then they could share it with their friends, or they could keep it to themselves.
Drunk fat bastard that gets it and is like, what was that?
Or it's going to
it's going to be
Reddit.
Right?
It's just going to be NeoGAF or Reddit or something awful forms that teams up to have a group chisel fest. I'm spitting all over because I'm so passionate about this, which is great because then it'll just be shared.
Here's the interesting thing is that there's absolutely at this point no cost.
Yep.
He's not making money because there is no limit. Not only is there no limit to how much you can chisel, but you get points every chisel you take, and the more you consecutively chisel, there's a point multiplier.
Yeah.
So do you get like
chisel combos? Yes.
Like
you then
and then you can use these points. Right. You can use these points to buy a
upgraded chiseler,
right,
or a bomb.
Like, I think like the biggest, the most expensive thing is a diamond pickaxe or something.
$3 billion.
When do you get the Ryan Reynolds?
Maybe that's in the cube.
His chest. What if it is just perfectly chiseled?
His abs. Just Ryan Reynolds' abs.
Yeah. Peter Molyneux's balls.
That's got to be it, right? That's the only thing possibly be is just him doing like the bat wing.
Him just going up. Oh, I just got you to do that.
It's a topographic map of Iraq.
You guys really just chiseled 78 billion times,
right? So
from a ball sack.
The premise of it is dumb and stupid and easy to make fun of, but it's also kind of cool somebody did it, right? Like, if Peter Molyneux is good at one thing, he's at least good at drumming up excitement and passion about video games in a way that not very many other people are doing.
That's very true.
How long do you think it'll be before we get there?
I think 2 years.
How many licks before we get to the center of the Molyneux?
Dude.
Do you think? Two years? A year?
I think it'll have to be within 4 months to 2 months because
otherwise people will lose interest.
Yes.
They're not going to.
It's double chisel weekend.
Just going chisel.
I think the more likely scenario is somebody will hack it out and figure out what's in the middle that way.
Yeah, or somebody might die.
It's going to be nothing.
Yeah. There's a Korean man somewhere has just died in an internet cafe chiseling his way to the center of the cube.
Seriously, that could this is that kind of thing.
I have been chiseling for 49 straight days.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when it gets down to like the final million or whatever? Oh, yeah. Like, it's going to be just like...
Oh, it's not going to be somebody in America. It's going to be somebody in China.
What if it's just Peter Molyneux has it like rigged where it's like the last cube is unchiselable unless it's from his iPhone?
Oh, I chisel. I win.
Joke's on you guys.
The final million chisels are going to be $1.
It's Fable 4.
What do you suppose? That would be... Oh, God.
And my balls.
Also my balls.
One of them is shaved.
So... So... Yeah, I played that, and I don't know, the music's nice.
That's good. At least there's that.
What else is on this list here?
It's all about the music this week.
Anybody interested in Paper Mario games?
I didn't read anything about that.
That's fine. I was just going to throw that out there as a possible topic.
I like Mario. I like Paper.
Not a Super Mario RPG, right? Because that's what Paper Mario is.
based loosely on, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I haven't really played those.
Okay. Just curious. Okay, so anybody going to go play Halo 4?
I am going to.
I'm really thinking about it.
Tonight's the night.
Not tonight. I don't...
Is Redbox going to have it at midnight? I don't know.
Well, it should already be out since Tuesday or yep. Wednesday, depending on when you...
But it doesn't usually come out that day.
I don't know.
Oh, Red...
Like, right now, like...
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I haven't checked Redbox.
I watched a video of that game.
Doing so now.
And I thought it was so boring.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, like, just like all the other Halos.
How do you make a boring shooter?
Well, you Halo do a vehicle sequence, and just then like right Chaplin's after, you do another vehicle sequence gotcha. Where it's slow and you're also, trudging along. And
you title it Terminator Salvation.
Or Resident Evil 6.
That movie was watchable.
And you... I kind of boggled my mind that you still fight the Covenant. I thought they were going to try to get away from that.
Wait, are you? Are
and
you
the
really?
Flood, right?
I
don't know about the flood.
There are screenshots of flood dudes ripping
out of
armor.
That's what the second half of any Halo game is the flood. But I thought they were supposed to be some like new
people
that came out of space.
But the Covenant are still there, and you're still fighting them.
Well, yeah,
which
they're jerks.
Great. Okay, I thought you were going to get away from that, but I guess you're just going to bring that back.
So we'll how's see. The Chief doing?
Well, he looks different, yeah. That, but he's still...
He redid his costume, actually. I read a big article about
that. Is he still, like, green?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they still got a black visor.
The Halo demographic is not the kind of group of people who are going to be excited about big changes.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know what I mean? You can't change the costume, otherwise people will stop playing because they're stupid people.
You can
people.
Make subtle changes,
yes.
But...
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does he have a jetpack? I think it's about time he has a jetpack.
I think you had
a jetpack ability in
in number 3 he had a ability, but it wasn't just given
it
to
was
him.
3 or reach
if
or
he's
something.
Wearing an ultra badass suit like he already is, why does it not have a little fuel in the back? That's just why,
maybe you
why
should
not?
Be designing this
well,
game
it might be something like you don't want people to shoot your jetpack like Boba Fett.
It doesn't
Han
matter.
Solo
he can
took him out.
How many bullets?
By accident.
How many bullets before he actually gets shot? I mean, come on.
Or one inadvertent spear by a half-blind Carillion smuggler.
I'm just saying there should be more jetpacks, man.
That was podcast gold, by the way. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, no, I liked it. Yeah. Disney will be proud.
Right. Oh, God. Do we want to talk about that?
What do you think is going to happen? I'm thinking more cartoon.
You think it's going to... Yeah. Like
they'll come out with a major motion picture, but
I don't know how to say his name,
cartoon.
But I think Getty Tartakovsky. You know who I'm talking
what
about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The guy who did the original Clone Wars and cartoon and also did Dexter's Lab and Samurai Jack.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, if he did another one, I'd be down. He's a good, like, grown-up person cartoonist.
Yeah. What do you call those people? A good grown-up person.
He makes cartoons that grown-ups can watch and not feel like pedophiles.
He's very Adult Swimish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack got all of that cartoon. I own all of it.
I never saw that one, actually.
I never got into it.
Never.
I did like Dexter's Laboratory, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about Star Wars. No, we're not. We're talking about Dexter's Lab.
We're talking about anything and everything, cartoons and video games.
Awesome, man. I like all those things.
Yep. So, news?
I don't know. News? Grand Theft Auto 5, you can pre-order now-ish.
Ooh.
And your pre-order bonus is some dumb viewfinder that looks like a Happy Meal toy that you can see a
location.
Is it
legit like a... What?
No.
Oh,
don't do that.
Is that you or me?
I didn't do anything.
Whatever.
I was just reading, though, real quick. Halo 4 on Redbox, Xbox 360 is single disc.
So
disc one.
No multiplayer.
Only. Is that what it is now?
I believe that's what that means. They do that for Redbox so that you can't. I don't know why.
So if you go and buy the game, is that two discs? Or is
I don't think so. I think it's a rental thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. One disc on PlayStation 3.
Yeah, you also have to spend an hour and a half downloading it. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
Halo. I like play Halo on my PS3.
You don't?
That's the only way.
I'm gonna bring it over and we're gonna have a good time.
You should get Gamefly. You get all the discs.
I plan on it.
Anyway, Grand Theft Auto 5 is gonna be coming out in spring of 2013. There's going to be a trailer coming out later this week / next week. I think it's Friday.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and skip this.
Okay, no, don't skip it. This is a big thing for, you know, people like Grand Theft Auto. Let's talk about it. I'm more curious about...
Do you guys don't like GTA?
No, I like GTA. It's just I've played I don't see what they're going to do.
GTA 4.
Yeah. I've played GTA 2.
I've never finished one. And I did, like, I didn't finish Red Dead because that was GTA with horses.
I never played Red Dead because it was like GTA.
And
shit, son.
Except skinning.
I don't know. It's just not my thing. I don't like. I don't
the best
like
thing about
Rockstar
GTA.
Games.
What about Bully? You ever played Bully?
I played about
an hour of it.
You played Bully. It's really good.
1 hour. That's very good. It sucked. No. Hated it.
That bike music is
play
amazing.
The 360 edition?
Yes.
That might be why.
The like super awesome We Are the Best edition.
I heard that's the worst edition, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sucked.
It's definitely the worst edition.
Hiding in a bus. Ooh, had fun there.
I like that game a lot. It was very good.
I saw you played a bunch
of
that.
Yeah, I played it at your apartment.
Yep.
Great bike music.
Yeah, that is a pretty good soundtrack.
So GTA 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I play usually about two-thirds, like half or to two-thirds of a GTA game, and then it just ends for me. And
all the missions start to get the same mission.
It's like, where it's like, chase this guy, or oh, kill this dude. And it bothers me how far apart everything is, I guess. I mean, that's the point,
like,
is you're supposed to get a car and drive.
When I play that game, I start doing just all sorts of random side missions. Whatever I run into, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. That's how I play the game, because that's how they design it. And then I get so bored of doing just random, monotonous crap.
Pizza deliveries?
Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever it is. I don't know. But I just never have time or want to finish.
I play GTA games to steal cars and drive them as fast as I can and try to get my wanted level up as high as possible.
Okay, that's real. You should do that in real life.
So I basically just figured out the helicopter cheat in GTA 4 and just like drove my helicopter around and tried to shoot down airplanes, and I just dink around in GTA games, which is it's fun.
Just an announcement here for everybody, if you guys do care about this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Just looks like my vote counted.
Yeah.
All around.
My vote that I didn't take.
Actually, I don't know.
Boo on
I don't
you.
Know. I don't know.
Okay.
So.
There's going to be a recount tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. There'll be tons of recounts.
Somewhere. I just asked Hunter, and this is what he told me. So.
Nice.
So. Okay. You know, spoilers for tomorrow.
Okay. You know what was...
And you'll probably be listening to this today.
What? Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today.
Time.
Travel backwards.
You all right?
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, time travel takes it out of you.
Was that a Porky Pig impersonation?
I'm
fine.
That's all, folks.
Oh, hey. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm always interested when I find people who dislike GTA, because I feel like the world loves it, and I don't.
I've never loved it. I enjoy playing it for about an hour.
Yep.
And
loved Vice City when I was... like a sophomore.
I loved it for about an hour.
So
the only thing that I continued to do was GTA 3 and shoot a tank backwards into the air.
You go faster that way.
You fly that way. Yeah. You can fly over the entire city that way. And that's the only thing I did repeatedly.
So you guys aren't really looking forward to GTA 5.
I don't care. I'll play it.
Okay.
Someday.
Yeah.
The reason why I think it makes for interesting news is because now that it has kind of set a release date, you think a lot of games are going to be backing off that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
Or rushing.
You've got news. THQ has delayed South Park.
Yep.
It used to be coming out March 5th, 2013. Now it is coming out May, maybe. Or I think it's Q1 2014, which ends up being, you know, mid-2013 for those places.
Yeah.
And you know, they've also announced that Darksiders 2 did not sell as well as hoped for, and that may be hurting their future publishing prospects.
I read an interview with somebody from THQ, and they said that Darksiders continues to go forward.
Well, I'm sure it does continue to go forward, but it has sold below expectations.
I
have announced it in an earnings.
Okay. Way
below?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is just hearsay.
They are not doing well in an investor's call. They also canceled their investor's call. They also just completely slashed all their meetings that they were going to be having at the end of this year. So they're just kind of, you know, flapping in the wind at this moment. And
can you make another video game, guys?
Yeah. I feel bad. You know, THQ is putting all their eggs in that basket. Hopefully it succeeds.
Looks like you won't have a Saints Row 4.
No! Whatever. Well, at least all those IP will be scattered into the wind and somebody will pick them up and they'll exist after.
Maybe.
Which could be better.
Yeah, like Duke Nukem.
Yeah, because that was a good game to start with.
Right. Well, that's fair. Good point. Good point. But all games were like that in 1995.
Maybe in 13 years, we're all going to be so evolved that Saints Row humor is going to be crass. Like, that man's...
Wait, time out.
That man's dressed as a prostitute. Psh, how vulgar and boring. Why isn't he constantly getting throat fucked throughout the course of the game? This game is...
I don't even know what to say.
Well, yeah.
You could talk about Hotline Miami. If I liked that. So I finished my Halloween games piece that I was writing, and that's on BossBarrel.com. If you want to read that, even though it's too late for Halloween.
Hey, Halloween's over.
I don't really have any election games that you could play.
It's too literal Brady voice there.
But I am writing up a piece of like games that are kind of misses or that you should play or that you shouldn't play. And I forgot where I was going with this.
Check out the website.
Before talking about video games.
Before that.
Griff's awesome writing.
Before that.
Talking about how you were doing some Halloween stuff. You've been playing some games.
How long have we...
We're at an hour 10.
Okay. How long do we usually go?
Anywhere between an hour and 2 hours.
Okay.
So
bust it.
You should play. Oh yeah. So games that I wanted to play this year that I haven't touched yet. One of which is Hotline Miami. I don't know if you guys have heard of this game, Matt. You've watched a video of it. I watched the same video probably.
Mm-hmm.
The game is freaking cool. I highly recommend it. It has awesome music. I've been watching a lot of stuff about it. I love it. I just have a PC. I don't have a PC, so I can't play it, which freaking sucks. Mm. Anyway, I don't think I have much.
Neither do I.
Check the notes here and see if there's anything I'm missing. Blah. Oh, I forgot to play the theme music that you sent, Andy.
Just cutting it in. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Do it right now.
Okay, ready, set, go. Okay, so that's all I had for. Anybody have any final words about Halo? Nobody cares about Halo.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
But I've never been. When Halo happened, I was still not. My parents did not let me have video games really in high school. So when that whole thing got started, I didn't like. I didn't get on board until maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I hear you. I was out of video games at that point.
Mm-hmm. The when Halo happens nowadays, like. I used to be like, multiplayer, yeah, awesome, let's go. Right. And now the only reason I will buy a Halo game is to experience the first, or the single player.
Exactly,
like,
me too.
And it's not even that good. Like, I'm never really that impressed. The only reason I'm going to do it is because it's a Halo game and I don't want to be left out of the loop of everything that is Halo and all the people.
So, Matt, you have any strong feelings on Halo before we move into your trivia?
I kind of want it to crash and burn.
I just want to see the whole world burn.
It's definitely not gonna.
Kiki Wolfkill, who is the lead producer on the game, or executive producer, whatever, she's the major figure over at 343, said in an interview recently that she would be, or that don't be surprised to see Halo move outside of the first-person shooter genre.
Oh, like they've already done.
Yeah, like Halo Wars.
Like 4 or 5 times.
I feel like a lot of the world forgot about Halo Wars, but imagine what else there could be. Imagine with me for a second what else there could be besides
They've done lots. I tell you what, Halo
could there
is,
be an
is,
MMO?
Halo is absolutely uninteresting to me unless it involves Master Chief, which is like, I don't know, ODST was pretty. No, that's not the one.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, no, that's the one.
Is that the one with the other Spartans?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's Halo Reach with the other
Reach,
Spartans.
Reach, that's what I was talking. Like, that was close enough. I guess it's uninteresting to me without Spartans, because without Spartans,
well,
it's...
they were Spartans.
So,
they were
Spartan
troopers. Starship Troopers.
Yeah, let me that's push you... Excellent comparison. Let me push you a little bit further into where I was hoping to go with this. Is she also said in the interview... hey, you know what's? I'm saying this based on the success of Halo was it Halo 4? What's their web series they have going?
Oh,
it's like the 20-minute long
movie. Until Dawn or something.
Until Dawn? Yeah.
I just started watching it, and I said, wow, this is Starship Troopers.
Yeah, so she's like, with the recent success of Until Dawn, Halo Until Dawn, we'd like to branch out into different things. You know, we want to really flesh out the mythology and the characters of Halo, kind of like Star Wars, the good parts of Star Wars. So, you know what I immediately got to thinking? Fucking FMV Halo game.
That'd be so
that is
great.
like a click adventure.
Like
Mad Dog McCree
dance,
style.
Like something from like 1993.
Yeah,
would
no.
Be, like
way
like
back.
Halo
like
Mist.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I want Night Trap Halo.
Or yeah,
Dana
Wing,
Plato,
Wing Commander.
Bring her, yeah, Wing Commander, Halo, FMV, Master Chief, dude in some plastic ass armor running around through corridors, and you gotta press up, left, right, like, you know,
Wolfenstein.
Yeah, but a real dude.
Oh yeah,
and lots of foam rubber, as much as possible.
More the better.
More so than was used in the entire filming of every Bruce Willis movie.
Whoa. Slow your roll.
Too much foam.
All right, guys. I don't have anything else I want to talk about.
That's
unless
fine.
I'm down to rack my brain with some trivia.
Let's hit it.
All right. Matt,
okay.
You want to
we'll
do
set that
some
up.
Music stuff? Or
yeah, we'll do some music stuff.
Okay, well, then we'll have to take a technical break here for a sec and get everything set up. So,
what's,
see you on
whoa,
the other
whoa,
side.
What's going on here?
I'm ready.
Maybe you might have to adjust the volume,
yeah,
Griff.
Everybody brace yourselves. I'm going to start it low.
Okay.
I'm fucking ready.
And you can just write down...
Okay,
that's
nice.
That's it goes like that for the rest of it. So
okay, just while we're getting into this, I want to say, Matt, you're doing music trivia this week. That was the first question. Everybody's going to write their questions down inside or the answers to the track.
I think the games that
belong to the track of the Trunks belong to.
I don't like calling them questions.
Okay, so the clues you will write the game name to on your paper. Matt will play the tracks. At the end, are you going to reveal it now?
Yeah, I can just do it after everyone.
Let's see here. Okay.
And you can just tell me your answers, and then I will tell you the answer.
All right, so everybody's made their guesses, and we'll play some music. We played the music. Matt,
you want me to play it again?
Hey, whatever you
no.
want to do, man. If
no,
you,
I
if
got
you
it.
Want, you got a volume control right here. You can just push that up and down
okay.
for whatever you want.
Well, why don't you guys tell me what you put down for this one?
Okay.
And then I'll tell you.
All right.
I put down Castlevania something.
Okay.
I put down Extreme G for the N64.
Okay.
I put down Mega Man X.
No.
I have no idea where this comes from, but it's great.
I like it.
Well, you'll be shocked. It's on the 3DS. It's from Sonic Generations.
Oh
shit. That's got...
It's
yeah.
a big arm boss battle.
I haven't listened. I listened to Sonic Generations Special Zone, I think. That's a good song.
Okay.
So The other thing is, just to make sure, it's not a game with the rules of this music stuff, is yours all straight from the game, or is it...
It's from the game.
Are there remixes?
Well, this one was extended, but that I checked multiple sources, and that's the actual song.
Okay.
But these are all from the game.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to have a loss like I had last week, which is bullshit.
Are you calling my win into question now?
Let the listeners decide for themselves who actually won that round.
Okay. we'll do the second one now.
All right.
Okay, you fall guessed?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not confident in my guess.
No, I don't think you'll get it.
Again, a great track. I love it.
Yes. It's why I picked these. They sound good.
It sounds to me like it is 1999 plus in its time range. So like two generations ago at the latest, it is synthy. But and then has some Genesis kick behind it, but then I also have vibes of weird things. So I wrote down Halo Wars, which I know is wrong.
Okay.
I wrote down Trauma Center.
Okay.
Awesome guess.
That is a pretty good guess.
Super Paper Mario.
Well, it's Nova's theme from Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Ah.
Damn.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, it's intentionally retro.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Now, this is an easy one. I expect Griff to get this. I just put this in here because...
Yay!
It's
you're giving Griff a 3B. Okay.
It's just me.
That's great.
You'll understand when I play it. Okay, we'll start now. Got a guess?
I have a guess.
Okay, why don't you give it?
Final Fantasy IX.
Okay.
That's actually exactly what I wrote.
Wow, great minds think alike, would you?
I didn't write one down.
Well, if you know me, my favorite game of all time is Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, shit!
Rufus is well.
That's why I knew that song.
I guess I don't know you, Matt.
I'm disappointed.
Failing as a music buff song, and friend.
But that's not the best song on Final Fantasy VII.
No, it's not, but it's one that I think people don't recognize song. That much.
No.
Don't
do you
recognize?
Have the best song on Final Fantasy VII?
That?
Tell me
Rufus' Welcoming Ceremony? You think people? I think it's a song that not a lot of people would get for Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I didn't want to pick like Aerith's theme or something. So.
Okay.
I think you should be going for songs that anyone will get an actual all point right,
well.
To.
Well,
nice here's one right here.
Final Fantasy in there, dude.
Yeah, we got, actually, I was very impressed with myself.
Me too.
You might be able to get this.
I've
one.
Never played a Final Fantasy game. Okay. Just like this sounds like.
Oh,
I know. Shouldn't have said that.
Ready, set, go.
It's gonna. It's go. Plain right.
One, go. Two.
Thank you. Everyone guess?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you give it?
Super Ghosts and Goblins.
Okay.
That is what I want as well.
Okay.
Castlevania.
I'm sorry to say it's Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Okay.
I might give you each one of that, though.
Yeah,
that's where I was suspecting people were going to slip up was in the name of the game, because they're...
Ghosts and Goblins, right. Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to come over here.
Embarrassing.
So that Griff doesn't think I'm looking at
it. Yeah, stop cheating off my paper,
Andy. I swear to God I'm not.
Stop it. Just leave the mic over there.
Why are we even writing things down anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, I...
What's not?
I was having an internal debate whether or not to go with...
Yeah, I'll do it with my eyes closed, asshole.
Ghosts and Goblins, Ghouls and Ghosts.
I can never remember the difference.
Ghostbusters and Pokemon.
I was also in an SNES Castlevania trip, but...
That's what I heard initially. Because actually I had spent a little bit of today listening to Castlevania music, so that's where my head was at. But I knew the theme.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know the game. This is a lot harder now that I'm on the receiving end.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
I skipped about a minute into this one because it starts a little bit slow.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Ready.
Be surprised.
Is this a Metal Gear Solid game?
No, it is not.
I wrote down Demolition Man for the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
Okay, you're a crazy person.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually from Portal 2.
Oh.
The part where he kills you is what it's called.
All right, I gotta get my head in the game. Current gen stuff, man. Current gen.
I can't do that. It's all kind of, yeah.
I was hearing square wave, like chunky fat tones. And that's what led me to think like old
boss tunes.
Old fat square wave shit.
Are you explaining a personal problem right now?
I had a square wave shit the other day, man. I had to wipe like 80 times. It was a triple flusher.
Square.
Okay, next song.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the score right now?
The other thing is, we want to leave this up a little louder, otherwise it won't translate well.
Okay.
Oh, trance. Blade 3.
Are you ready to die, motherfucker?
This is where the truth is. Vampires. Yep.
Guesses?
I've heard this one.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I can't place it, though. I'm going to take a bad guess here and say Enter the Matrix.
Okay.
I don't have anything for this one.
I don't have anything?
Me neither.
It's from Half-Life 2.
Ah.
CP violations, what it's called.
Okay. Same time zone.
Yep.
Good enough. Well...
0-0-2-0.
I guess when I do this in the future, it's a good idea to frame a theme around these.
Maybe, yes.
That's a good idea.
The theme is every video game ever.
Okay, next one.
horrible key change.
Oh, that sounds like a theory assignment.
Ugh. You were pretty quick, Griff, on answering this one.
I was actually just writing the number down, so
Okay.
Trying to psych you guys out. I say it's a Final Fantasy game, but I don't know from what. I'm writing down Final Fantasy V.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with Pokemon Crystal. I know that's absolutely wrong.
Matt is unimpressed.
Mega Man.
Mega Man what?
X.
No.
No.
Mega Man X is so
actually
much
Pokemon Black and White.
Whoa.
The ending theme.
Damn.
Ah.
So close.
Andy. Whoever got to the end of Pokemon Black and White, what's wrong with you, Matt?
No one did. Pokemon has been dead and gone for...
I beat Pokemon back in 1998.
Well, you would have heard that song still about 4 years ago.
I thought you played Pokemon games.
I played Pokemon Black and White.
He played them. Okay. He doesn't beat them.
I played it for about 3 hours.
It's kind of like his women.
Two gin.
Oh, really?
Plays them, doesn't beat them.
That's right. That's how, rules of life.
Okay, next one.
Oh, come on.
I don't think it's what you think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Makes me want to go supersonic.
Yeah, it is. I know what this is.
You're going to get a point?
I think so.
Stop it now. He knows what it is.
Shoot.
It's hard.
Which one?
Three.
Two.
What do you guys say?
One.
Mega Man?
Mega Man.
Mega Man.
Two.
It's actually Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
Oh, that's what it is! That's what it was! Yeah, I also played that game. That's true. You're right. Crap. That's when he's really getting somebody.
Objection!
Yeah.
Is this going to be the first trivia to go 0-0-0?
Yeah.
This is a great game. We're playing really well, and this is very entertaining radio.
Hey, you know, at least there is some just freaking awesome music that I am not normally hearing. So I'm enjoying this.
I played Phoenix Wright on my iPod.
Ooh.
Objection. No headphones.
Actually, that's probably a perfect iPhone game.
It was great. It was great. I'm still not done.
Now, this next one, I think you guys will get the right series, but you might get the wrong number.
I don't know, Matt. We've been doing pretty good so far.
Yeah.
This is a much easier one. You should get this.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't get it, fuck you.
Video game. Moulin Rouge.
Okay, we got it. Mm-hmm. Sonic 3.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sonic 1 for... No, Sonic 2 for the Game Gear.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sonic Casino Zone.
Which, where does that come from?
I believe that's that is one. 2.
It comes from Sonic 2.
Ah. Ah, Ryan! Wrong platform for me.
Wait, from the Game Gear, because why would he do that?
Because I thought it didn't have the full fat fucking notes that come out of the Genesis. It just sounded weird.
Fat fucking notes. Genesis known for its fat fucking notes.
Well, I mean, you listen to it.
Fat fucking buttons.
Genesis has that weird twangy bass thump and just that fat square wave bullshit in there. And sorry, go ahead, Matt.
No. I'm listening.
No, I'm done.
Please.
I'm just, that's why, and I didn't feel...
So one of us is not a piece of shit.
Well, none of us are a piece of shit because we all guess Sonic.
That's true.
But yes. Ryan is not a shit, I guess.
Because I know one song.
So one song, Ryan, to dominate or for us to tie?
Oh, saving the best for last.
I'm pretty excited right now.
All right,
this will be the first trivia ever.
That's too bad. That ruined my idea of what the game was. Griff, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to say that Castlevania fighting game for the Wii.
Oh, that game. Oh, geez. Okay.
I'm going to say Perfect Dark. I don't think it got too cool at the end to be Perfect Dark, but...
Streets of Rage.
It's Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay.
Okay. So that was bad.
I believe Ryan is.
Congratulations,
the
Ryan!
Yes. Nice one, dude.
First time ever.
That's a good win right there.
I'll take it.
That was just a fun way for us to name obscure video games.
Yeah. Pin the tail on the donkey.
I'm very upset that you did not use the best song of Final Fantasy VII, though. The boss fight battle. Or boss fight battle is my favorite video game song of all time. You should have used it.
Well, that's really interesting.
You should have used it. You should have used it.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, that was good. I learned a lot, and definitely...
And I hope you did, too.
A lot of cool video game music that I still haven't even delved into.
So much.
Good one, dude. I guess we'll see you next week. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Ryan. And thank you, Matt. This has been Boss Barrel Radio, episode 97. I'm Griffin Hoffman, and we'll see you guys next week. Chicka-chicka.